Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, gigantic game, Cavaliers-Celtics. I'm excited for it. I know it's early in the season, but who cares, man? We sit here and we've been depressed all day about the Browns. Let's talk about something that's kind of exciting, something good that's going on. And Cavaliers have definitely been that. I don't know how you can't love the way they're playing right now. But the question I think Cavs fans are probably looking at right now, because, I mean, if you think they're going undefeated all season, you know, good luck to you. I'm glad they legalized it. But, you know, to be able to go into Boston tonight and play against a team that we, you know, even NBA.com says, you know, until I'll say this, until they get knocked off their perch during the playoffs, is a top four team in the NBA. You know, as according to their power rankings, Cavaliers were number one. They stayed at number one for the last 2 weeks. The Celtics are sitting at number four behind the Warriors and the Thunder. But is this sustainable? Like, when they're shooting and they continue to hit and hit big shots and just, you know, over and over and over, is this play that they've been under all year, the way they've been playing, is it sustainable?
No. Doesn't mean success isn't sustainable, though. Okay. Don't you think?
No, I absolutely think they're going to be successful.
They're shooting the ball incredibly well. And, you know, we talked about this before. It's a byproduct of a different type of offensive system that's leading you to some really good looks. Even with really good looks, Andy, you're not going to hit the way the Cavs are hitting right now. They lead the NBA in scoring, in field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. And you're making 52.5% of your shots, basically, 52.4. And 41.9% of threes. Those are silly numbers.
But, Jeff, someone has to be in first place on some of those stats, right?
I know, but first place isn't the number that matters. What really matters are those percentages. And they're silly good. The other teams are going to start to figure it out. They're going to start to, okay, now we have to try this. And then the Cavs will have to adjust. And no reason to think they can't. You're just not going to shoot that well. It's going to be interesting to see when the Cavs' shots don't fall as regularly as they have been, how they play and what their win and loss totals are. That's the thing. I mean, they've been so good. And there's not a lot of tape on them. You know, it's a new offense and everything else. Teams are going to scout. Teams are going to catch up. They're going to figure out how to defend the Cavs a little bit, and then it'll be up for the Cavs to adjust. But that to me is the thing to keep an eye on. When those shooting percentages start to drop, and naturally they just have to, folks. I'd love to say, man, well, why can't they? They're just naturally going to drop. And then what happens with the Cavs? You know, will they fall off the face of the earth? Absolutely not. But they're certainly not going to, you know, keep stacking 10, 15-game winning streaks.
Well, take it to the other side. Take it to the defensive side of the ball. You know?
Meaning what?
Well, we're spending a lot of time talking about the offense.
Well, that's because that's why they're 15-0. They're not 15-0 because of their defense.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, their defense isn't.
It's solid.
It's not horrible.
No, by all means. But it is horrible against the three. And the Celtics jack up more threes than anybody. So watch that tonight. If the Celtics are shooting, and if the Celtics are hot behind the three-point line, and their three-point percentage isn't the best, they're 11th in three-point percentage, but they jack up more than anybody. 51.1 threes per game.
Well, I also,
That's unbelievable. And it's almost six threes a game more than the second best team as far as threes attempted, and that's Charlotte. So they're going to shoot a lot of shots. If they're on and the Cavs defense isn't any better than it's been, the Cavs might get smoked tonight. But Celtics are going to have to hit those. And the Cavs threes have to be better. Remember, when teams are shooting threes, who's defending those guys if you're the Cavs? And right. The Cavs three percentage isn't good. It's smaller guards usually. You know, you're not seeing too often where you'd see Evan Mobley or Jared Allen out defending somebody at the three-point line. So it's the smaller guys, and teams have been getting better looks over the guys, I guess. And so just keep an eye on that tonight. I think it's a factor.
I think another part of it is, and you know, I didn't ask John Schumann this straight out from NBA.com, but when you read his story, I mean, there's a little bit of fool's gold going on in there, because if you read his story, he says, you know, the Cavs have played the league's easy schedule in regard to cumulative opponent winning percentage, with 10 of their last 15 coming against teams no better than the 5-8 Hornets. 12 of the 15 have come against teams that rank in the bottom half of the league defensively. It's 15-0. It's the teams they put on the schedule against you. What do you want them to do? And they're winning. You got to beat the teams you should beat, right? They've done that. Now, maybe there have been 15 teams in their way that they should have beat along the way, but that's why I think tonight's a little bit important. I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying that this is going to define them for the rest of the season. I do think that they can, you know, they can prove to Boston, who I'm coming off of last year, why wouldn't you, that, hey, we're going to be better than we were last year, and we are going to be a force. You're not going to knock us out of a series 4-1 at the end of this one. We're better than that, and we're going to show you that we're better than that. But by the same token, Boston wants you to come into their house and say, you know, we're the champs, and who do you think you are? And I know you're getting all kinds of attention, and I know, okay, you're 15-0, but who'd you beat, right? That's when you read, even reading the NBA.com story, who'd you beat? How'd you do that?
Yeah,
that 15-0 might be fool's gold. I think a lot of us are watching for that, too, tonight.
It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how you can't be. It's must see. What do you got?
I go ahead, Dino. Yeah.
Who guards Tatum?
You?
Jeff, I don't even know if I could stand in front of you at this point without rolling an ankle. See, and that's no offense to you, because you got a great mid-range game.
Thank you. This is the little bit of the intrigue here.
Right.
Because the Cavs are built with two good smaller guards and two good big guys. And the Celtics are based around two stud wing players. So there's your catch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where you have to think, well, how's this going to work? I would think Evan Mobley might get some time out there on Tatum a little bit. I would think Isaac Okoro is going to get a lot. Max Strus would if he were playing, but he's out with an injury. Caris LeVert might be out with an injury.
Slim down Niang?
I wouldn't do that.
Good question.
I would think that you're going to throw Mobley and Okoro at him like crazy. But here's the question. Okay, so you slow down Jason Tatum, then who's going to be guarding Jaylen Brown?
Well, that's only, what, 50... almost 55 points a game between the two of them. So,
yeah, that's the double whammy.
I mean, Tatum's averaging almost 30 a game.
That's where I think the Cavs are still weak.
Yeah.
Even though they're 15-0, they have a glaring need on the wing. I think Caris LeVert's been terrific, and you know I like Caris a lot. And I think they've done some good things there. Hopefully their first round pick will develop, and that might take care of it down the road, but certainly not right now. But that's, you know, it's think of the strengths of the Celtics, and it's the weakness of the Cavs, and think of the, you know, think of the strength of the Cavs, what I think is the strength, along with the two guards, but Evan and Jarrett, weakness of the Celtics. So two teams that aren't designed to match up against each other going at it tonight.
But the other thing, though, and Andy, I don't know if you brought that up or not, but I mean, the other side of it is on the offensive end, you could put Horford in the blender. I mean, the guy's 40. You know, at some point, it's no longer going to hang up the way that it once did. So as much as you're sitting there going, okay, who guards Tatum, who guards Brown, kind of the weakness, the other side of it is the Cavs' youth might be an asset here because you could pull a guy like Horford away from the bucket and be able to make some moves there.
Maybe he's what he's averaging. He's averaging about 5.5 rebounds a game. So if you're concerned about him, you know, dominating the boards, and he's stronger. He's way stronger defensively than he is offensively. So, you know, so.
Right, he's there for defensive corner threes more than anything.
Yeah. It's a good point. It makes the game more interesting to watch tonight, too. You know, can you shut down a guy that's averaging 30 points a game? Can you shut down a guy who's averaging 25 points per game, especially when everyone's looking at you because your offense has been revamped and it feels a little bit better.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.